Under-earning 101. Career setbacks happen to everyone, but some, known as under-earners, consistently face low pay and self-sabotage. This issue is like a hidden problem, often kept secret and ignored, but it has serious consequences. In the short term, it can mean struggling to pay bills or afford health care. In the long run, it can lead to not having enough savings for retirement, resulting in financial struggles later in life. Underearning can show up in various ways. 1. Avoiding raises. Many women fear asking for a raise or bonus because they worry about conflict or rejection. 2. Underpricing services. Self-employed women often charge less than they should for their work, which hurts their income. 3. Over-volunteering. Even when struggling financially, under-earners find it hard to say no to volunteering for time-consuming projects or events, which takes away from paid work. 4. Stuck in dead-end jobs. Fear of change and the comfort of familiar surroundings often keep women in jobs that don't offer growth opportunities. The misconception of poverty. Many people who struggle financially fall into the trap of noble poverty. They believe that working hard, volunteering excessively, or settling for low-paying jobs somehow makes them morally superior. This flawed belief stems from the idea that money is inherently bad and that being poor leads to greater spiritual enlightenment or artistic success. While it's commendable to avoid reckless spending, this mindset puts their financial stability at risk. Some even confuse between voluntary simplicity and unhealthy deprivation. Moreover, many of these individuals carry deep-seated financial issues from childhood that further hinder their progress. Financial reality for women. In fairy tales, we're often sold the idea of a knight in shining armor or a prince charming swooping in to provide financial security for their partner. This sets up a classic deal. The woman takes care of the home and kids while the man brings in the cash. It sounds dreamy, but it's not quite reality. While waiting for this fairy tale rescue, many women forget about their own financial plans. Shockingly, nearly 70% of women have no idea how much money they'll need for retirement. This whole idea of romance and rescue messes with both married and single women. Married women sometimes leave all the money stuff to their husbands, only to be left in a tough spot if they get divorced or their husband passes away. And single women? Some of them act like they're just waiting for a prince to sweep them off their feet, leaving their own financial plans in the dust. Prince charming isn't always a guy. Rescue myths come in different forms. 1. Inheritance. Thinking a big inheritance will solve money problems can actually lead to earning less. 2. Lottery. Dreaming of hitting the jackpot can cloud financial judgment, especially for some women. 3. Home value. When the housing market is booming, some believe selling their home will solve all their financial woes. The bag lady syndrome, a fear of financial insecurity. Interestingly, the bag lady syndrome is the opposite of the rescue myths. Many women harbor a secret dread of ending up as homeless bag ladies in their old age, despite hoping for a fairy tale rescue. This fear isn't baseless. Shocking stats show that women typically save only half as much as men their age. A report from 1998 found that without continued work, 50% to 66% of women aged 35 to 55 will face poverty by 70. Yet, many women don't make solid long-term financial plans, leading to under-earning and, eventually, fears of destitution. This cycle perpetuates the bag lady syndrome and real bag ladies, the allure of under-earning. Lots of women end up making less money than they could because of some sneaky reasons. Here's why. 1. Playing it safe. Some stick to easy, but not so great jobs because they're scared of taking risks. 2. Avoiding responsibility. Ever heard of avoiding success to dodge unwanted duties? Like one woman who didn't want to be responsible for her sister's kids if she got rich. 3. Keeping things comfortable. Many women skip well-paying jobs that demand too much time away from family or hobbies, but then they end up working more for less. 4. Sending a message. Sometimes women slack off to make a point to their parents. It's like saying, "Your fault I'm not doing well." Financial awareness. Underearning is relative. A woman who earns $60,000 or $100,000 may be considered an underearner if her compensation falls short of her potential, costs, or way of life. However, some underearners are unaware of their earning potential. Are you in a financial daze? Ask yourself. 1. Do you know how much you owe on loans and credit cards? 2. Do you keep track of your bank account regularly? 3. Do you have a budget for your monthly spending? 4. Do you know how much cash you have on hand? 5. Have you saved enough for retirement? Do you have a plan for retirement savings? If you found yourself answering no to these questions, you might be in a financial daze. It's common for people to feel disconnected from their finances, leading to issues like too much debt, poor financial control, and a lack of savings. A living paycheck to paycheck only worsens the problem. Even if you're not sure where your money goes each month, the stress of financial uncertainty can still weigh heavily, but there's hope. By taking control of your spending and becoming more financially aware, you can start to improve your situation. Start by keeping track of your spending. This simple step can help you better understand where your money is going and make smarter financial choices in the future. Don't let yourself stay in the dark about your finances. Take charge today and pave the way to a brighter financial future. Assess your financial needs. Figuring out how much money you need to cover your basics isn't rocket science. You're on the right track when your income can handle these essential expenses. Essentials: stuff like food, housing, clothes, getting around. Think gas, car fixes, insurance, and basic health care like dentist visits, eye checkups, and regular checkups. Wants and wishes: this covers fun stuff like hobbies, trips, activities for your kids, entertainment, and holiday costs. Just a heads up, if you're always running short on cash for this stuff, you might need to bump up your earnings. Savings: this is your safety net, your investments, and your retirement plans. If what you're making isn't cutting it for these goals, you might need to think about boosting your income. Ensure your salary covers your needs. Follow this simple earning plan. If a job offer doesn't pay enough to cover your bills, turn it down. Here's a straightforward 3-step plan to help you figure out what you need. Step 1. Calculate your fixed costs. Make a list of all the things you have to pay for each year, like hobbies, vacations, and fixing stuff around the house. Step 2. Set a monthly spending goal. Figure out how much you need each month for the basics: food, rent, transportation, and things like health care and child care. Don't forget to include savings and investments. Step 3. Do the math. Add up how much you make before taxes. Then, see how much you actually take home after taxes. Compare that to your total expenses. If what you bring home is less than what you need to cover everything, you're not making enough. Maximize your income. Are you stuck in the good girl syndrome trap? Here's how to break free. You know you deserve a raise, but you're afraid to ask, worried about upsetting your boss or losing friends. It's time to change that. Follow these straightforward steps to negotiate the salary you deserve. 1. Set your goals. Think long term. Make sure any job you take aligns with your salary ambitions. Don't settle for dead-end positions with no room for growth. 2. Negotiate like a pro. Don't leave money on the table. Just like men, you should negotiate your salary and benefits up front, whether it's a new job offer or a promotion. 3. Do your homework. Arm yourself with information. Research what others in similar roles are earning online. Know your own value based on your skills and accomplishments. 4. Know your worth. Take stock of your skills and achievements. Did you save your company money or improve efficiency? Highlight these successes during negotiations. 5. Play it cool. Don't rush to give a salary range. Let the employer make the first move. Stay calm and professional, and don't take things personally. 6. Explore options. If the salary is non-negotiable, look for other perks or benefits. Ask about opportunities for growth or professional development. 6-point plan for negotiating a raise. Raises don't appear out of thin air. Employees regularly strategize, advocate, and negotiate. Create your next raise by following this 6-point plan. 1. Choose the right time. Figure out when your company usually gives out raises. Is it every 18 months, every 2 years? Knowing this helps you pick the best moment. 2. Set your goal. Decide how much of a raise you want. Look at what others in similar positions are earning to get an idea. 3. Show your value. Make a list of what you've achieved at work. Highlight your skills and why you're worth more money. 4. Ask for a meeting. Request a time to talk with the person who can make the decision about your raise. Make sure it's convenient for both of you. 5. Prepare to negotiate. Practice what you're going to say. Think about what they might say back and how you'll respond. 6. Have a backup plan. If things don't go well, think about what else you can do. Are you ready to look for another job? Have you considered other benefits your company could offer instead of a raise? Workplace challenges. If you face rejection, try to see things from your manager's perspective. Sometimes, they can't change company policies like a wage freeze. Instead of getting discouraged, try to get your boss on your side. They might help when talking to higher ups. It's important to promote yourself. Many women who earn less often forget to market themselves. Get noticed by volunteering for projects, joining groups, or finding a mentor. Ask your boss for a meeting to talk about your work. Use this chance to show how valuable you are. Make sure you present yourself confidently and ask for what you deserve. Key points. 1. Not earning enough money can cause problems later, like not having enough for important things or when we're older. 2. Women need to know that being poor doesn't make them better people and should take care of their money. 3. Women, whether married or single, should plan for their money instead of waiting for someone else to help. 4. Many women are scared of being poor when they're older, so they earn less money now. 5. It's important to understand where our money goes and make plans for the future to be better with money. 6. Make sure the money we earn covers what we need, like food and rent, so we don't struggle. 7. Ask for fair pay at work, show what we're good at, and look for chances to learn and grow.